We wanted to provide a solid business that our daughters could potentially come into and run. And we've been planning this for 5 years and really wanting to do something, take our produce beyond the farm gate. So, and that's what we're doing, and it's working quite well.
What do you see the advantage of vertical integration?
I think there's a niche. I think the way things are going these days, you know, we're dominated by a few large processors and then we're dominated by the supermarkets, and I think there's a real space for family farms and for niche operations. And we're not trying to be a JBS, but we are trying to build a solid vertically integrated beef operation that you know can really promote the Hereford breed and show that they, you know, our MSA feedback that we're getting on all our animals is showing that they're as good as any other breed.
It seems that when it comes to meat and consumers, Angus is a name that everyone throws around. Angus has obviously been promoted quite extraordinarily in the last few years. Are you trying to hedge that?
Look, absolutely. We recently visited the Denver Stock Show and that's been the case over there. They described it to us as the Hereford breed going to sleep at the wheel. And that's what we're out to do something about, and we're starting to prove that with the MSA feedback of our animals.
So how do you get that through to the consumer?
I think it's going to be a slow process to win back that market share, but I think, you know, standing behind, let the product do the talking, and that's what we're doing, and feedback is great.
What does Hereford meat have that an Angus doesn't?
Look, we...
It's probably cheaper for a start at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't have that premium in the sale yard, but I can see over a period of time with what the Hereford Association are doing with their branded products, what we're doing with our branded product. We've got a reserve range of 100-day grain-fed, and we've got a platinum range of natural grass-fed products, and they're going to be in all the Royal Fine Food and Paddock to Plate contests this year, and I think we just let the animals do the talking, and we try and win back some of that space gradually.
It sounds very expensive to let those animals do the talking.
No, I think it's all just part of the operation. It's certainly a lot of work to be out there showing and so forth, but it's our hobby as well and a bit of an outlet from the day-to-day grind at home.
How many animals would go through that butchery?
We're currently putting 12 a fortnight through, so we've increased that throughput in the space of the 6 months by about 35 to 40%, and we're hoping to you know, over the next couple of years to double that, and that's probably a good size, you know, 600 to 700 a year through the shop is probably a good size for our operation.
Have you assessed online selling as well?
Yeah, that's our next step. We're going through a major renovation of our butcher shop, our retail outlet, to include a lot of other accompaniments to sell with the meat, and our online selling. You know, as we start to supply some restaurants in Sydney with our Hereford beef, our online selling is next on the agenda.
How do you build that relationship with those Sydney restaurants?
Slowly. It's a matter of getting out there and talking to people, getting samples, getting them informed on the Hereford, getting them informed on our welfare standards that we have at home, and our operation and the MSA standards that we go through. And it's just a matter of building, I think, building relationship with those people first, and just slowly working on it from there.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Look, if we can double our throughput, and we're still standing here, you know, and we're sort of hitting that same quality, and you know, and we've actually changed people's perception of the Herefords in the marketplace, I think we're doing something to really help the breed.
The Hereford industry is doing some of that. Are you working in line with them?
Not directly at this stage, but I'd say, and in fairness, they're probably unaware of what we're doing. But going forward, we'd like to think so.